love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Good morning from WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 55 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Deadly severe weather for the holiday weekend. No fewer than 18 people killed, and the storms continue to march.
The threat for severe weather continues to shift to the east, with storms forecast to hit parts of the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee valleys through the evening. Millions of Americans facing the threat of damaging winds, large hail, and possibly strong tornadoes. All this as millions of Americans are breaking travel records this Memorial Day weekend. There have been nearly 30,000 flight delays and cancellations since the holiday weekend kicked off on Thursday, many of them blamed on the weather.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Papua New Guinea reported to the United Nations that more than 2,000 people were killed in Friday's landslide. They're formally asking for international aid. 61-year-old man in custody after a mass shooting in San Fernando, California, on the northern edge of Los Angeles. Five people shot and wounded. This is ABC News. An emotional homecoming for a Pennsylvania man who could have gotten 12 years in prison in Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean after bullets were found in his luggage.
Brian Hagerich back home in Pennsylvania, coaching his son's T-ball league. Reunited with family after a Turks and Caicos judge granted him a suspended sentence, believing a 12-year sentence for carrying ammo was arbitrary and disproportionate to the crime committed.
ABC's Zoreen Shah. High crimes. New York City police investigating a report of a burglary at a warehouse in Brooklyn confiscated a lot of unregulated marijuana destined for the thousands of illegal pot sellers in this city.
It is not regulated. It is not tested. Designed to get young children eating gummies and smoking weed.
Maureen Kokias with the New York Sheriff.
The money that's made from the sale of these untested illegal products is you know, mind-boggling.
The value of the confiscated pot products is put at $1 million. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Scattered showers again, possible this afternoon. Temperatures will be at around that 72-degree mark today. Isolated showers possible tonight and a low of 49 degrees. Tuesday, 67 with a few more hit and miss showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Then sunny and pleasant Wednesday and a high of 70. And the outlook for Thursday, 74 with sunshine and light winds. Currently at WRCO, southwest winds are at 4 miles per hour. After a midnight reading of 58, it is 55 degrees. Today is Monday, the 27th of May.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. His truth is marching on.
We start the day in a positive way on Memorial Day with She Daisy and the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Before that, our national anthem sung by Michael Austin. Good morning, everyone. It's time for another day in Southwest Wisconsin, the Light in the Milk House show, and we salute Memorial Day today. Today is a special day, and we'll have some info to keep you in the know about some things that you can be a part of today, some tributes, some parades as well on Memorial Day, and we'll also be giving you some details, our regular features as well, sports. Well, the Brewers lost one yesterday, but did win the series in Boston. We'll share with you a look at the sports scoreboard and schedule in a little while as well. Thanks for joining us for the Light in the Milk House show on a Monday. Here's Farron Young.
If you got a Cadillac, boy, and a 40-room shack, boy, a bucket full of money, a tree full of honey. But if you're getting no hooking, no smooching or mugging, well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you're riding on a gravy train instead of walking down Lover's Lane, you can't make it, boy. You're going the wrong way, boy. You gotta get a little honey, it's better than money. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. You got a lot of bottom land. If you're kin to the president and you help run the government. But if you're getting no attention, you're better off on a pension. Well, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. Long cars. smoking them four-bit cigars. You ain't so well-to-do unless you get a little coochie-coo. It takes a little bit of smacking, or your life is a-lacking. Well, if you ain't loving, well, brother, then you ain't living.
To the amazing seniors of Richland Center High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your future is limitless. Congratulations from Bailey Paint and Decorating, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, and by Wilson Door and Construction.
John Anderson, and that is Seminole Wind on WRCO Today. 55 degrees in Richland Center. The brand new forecast from Tony Schumacher calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 71. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, a low of 50, showers ending early, and then it looks like partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, 67, a few more showers popping up, perhaps in the afternoon. For WRCO Radio today, 58 degrees is the, or was the midnight reading. We're down from that. It is 55 degrees. Reminder, the Richland Center landfill will be closed today for Memorial Day, and the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center will be closed in observance of Memorial Day today.
His flashing brown eyes, like a bolt from the blue, he can steal her from you, then jump up on his pony and ride. Say a tall, dark stranger is a demon, and that a devil rides closely by his side. With no warning, he can strike like a thief in the night, then jump up on his pony and ride.
Cohen's and the Buckaroos and the Tall Dark Stranger here on WRCO. It is 18 minutes after 5.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw the Holstein calves range from $4.70 to $6 per pound, lightweights and heifer calves $2.50 to $3. Slaughter dairy cows range from $90 to $121, beef cows were untested, and the lightweight bulls up to $137. Feeder dairy heifers up to $147. Next Wednesday, May 29th, behold our annual beef bull sale. Early consignments include a red Angus bull from the Otis Scott herd, 4 black year-and-a-half-old bulls, and 2 2-and-a-half-year-old bulls. All of these bulls were semen-tested by Dr. Christian Joseph. Other bulls include a yearling black white-faced bull and 2 to 4 black bulls. We plan to start selling the bulls after the calves. Our next feeder sale will be on Wednesday, June 7th. Be sure to contact Darren, Colton, or Jim for all your livestock marketing needs. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jaron Duran had a tie-breaking single in the eighth inning, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 to salvage a series finale. Rafael Devers had a sacrifice fly for Boston, which completed just its second series against the Brewers at Fenway Park since 2015. The Red Sox improved to 9-0 on Sundays. William Contreras' RBI single drove in the Brewers' run yesterday. Milwaukee, though, did take the series. Elsewhere, in interleague play, Seattle 9-5 over Washington, San Diego 5, and the Yankees 2. In the National League, Cincinnati 4-1 over the Dodgers. The Mets beat San Francisco 4-3. Atlanta 8, Pittsburgh 1. Colorado 5-2 over Philadelphia. Miami 3, Arizona 1. And St. Louis took the Cubs 4-3. In the American League, Detroit 14 and Toronto 11, Tampa Bay 4-1 over Kansas City, Baltimore 4, the White Sox 1, Texas 6, Minnesota 2, Houston 5-2 over Oakland, and Cleveland beat the Angels 5-4. Well, it was a big day for Dallas, making all the big plays at the right time, beating the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-107 for a 3-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. And Joseph Newgarden put his cheating scandal behind him to become the first back-to-back winner of the Indianapolis 500 in 22 years, giving Roger Penske a record-extending 20th win in the greatest spectacle in racing. The Tennessean passed Patty O'Ward on the final lap of Sunday's rain-delayed race to get the victory. The Indy 500 now complete. And that is an update on sports.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
522, we need a little aerobic polka burst on this holiday. Here we go. Yep. We'll be right back. Oh, there you go. The aerobic polka from the Cats and Jammers, the Woodland Polka, right here on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there. That is where I want to go and live someday. I'd see Lincoln, York, and Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale, and Davy Crockett, too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er a land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, of the terrorists, the leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? If I do some great deed, I will be a hero, and a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven there must be a place for me. American, and for that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die.
A Light in the Milk House cut for the Memorial Day and a tune from Riders in the Sky. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. Farm news and markets will be coming up next here on the program from WRCO Radio. We'll stop off at the Sugar Shack, though, briefly. This is Bobby G. Wright.
Sugar Shack, Sugar Shack.
There's a crazy little shack across the tracks. Everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a little spot by the side of the road. My baby's waiting there, she's all alone. And that's the reason I've gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. My sweet sugar baby's gonna meet me tonight. We're gonna make it, gonna live it up right. Well, we'll do a little dreaming, a lot of romance, a little sweet talking while we dance. Now you can understand why I gotta get back to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Sugar Shack Queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream about those old memories. Oh, but one of these days we're gonna make some tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and
shack.
Bobby G. Rice on the Mel Cow Show. It's 55 degrees. We're headed toward 71 and maybe a little bit more rain today. Morning sun, then clouds will thicken. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Good morning. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
More cattle? Not yet. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. A livestock economist says the latest cattle on feed report indicates the herd is still not growing. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has the story.
I think we're going to keep getting tighter.
University of Missouri Scott Brown says beef cow slaughter also slowed this month, but
it's not a strong enough signal in my book yet to suggest that we're really building.
He tells Brownfield if producers haven't implemented a risk management strategy, now is the time.
We could see even higher prices.
Brown says what happened in the 2014-2015 time frame should be a good reminder for producers.
It was amazing how quickly we went from inventory of 37% or 38% of cattle on feed inventory being heifers to 31%. Those switches can happen relatively quickly.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots dipped in April. USDA says 1.66 million U.S. cattle went on feed in April. That's a decline of 6% on the year due to the tight supply of feeder cattle. U.S. red meat production shot higher in April. USDA says commercial red meat production to start the second quarter was 4.64 billion pounds, 10% more than last year. While many ag groups are optimistic about the farm bill's advancement out of committee in the House, its future remains uncertain. American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President Joby Young says the biggest challenge for the farm bill is the calendar.
At this point, you're looking at, you know, only so many legislative days for Congress to work on legislation like the farm bill. And the other piece is that as every day goes by, some of these other big issues that Congress will have to wrestle with are getting closer.
Mike Strands with National Farmers Union says passing out of committee was a good first attempt for the farm bill, but
the bill needs to move to the middle.
He says that means shedding some of the proposed cuts to the nutrition programs.
Farmers and ranchers, we want to make sure people are fed. And to cut from nutrition programs is the wrong direction. We need to make sure that those are strong and can continue to provide the level of support that they need to have access to healthy food.
The bill doubles the funding for the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Programs. Josh Gackle, president of the American Soybean Association, says that's crucial for farmers. The House bill includes protections for federal crop insurance, strengthens producer safety nets, supports voluntary conservation programs, and would allow for voluntary base acre updates. I'm Larry Lee. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News. Add bushels to your crop this summer with Full Scale from Helena. Learn more on the Field Link podcast or ask your Helena representative.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
A slow end of the week for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was mostly quiet Friday following Thursday's active day. For the week, Southern Live deals were up mostly $187, a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern Dress business had a full range of $300 to $304, steady to $5 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Auction in Kansas, steers 600 to 800 pounds were mostly $10 higher. Steers 800 to 950 pounds were $5 to $7 higher. Heifer, 600 to 750 pounds, were $5 to $6 higher, and heifer, 750 to 850 pounds, were $10 higher. The USDA says supply was light to moderate with good demand. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 668 to 698 pounds, brought $290 to $302. Feeder steers, 853 to 889 pounds, brought $247 to $251. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 702 to 734 pounds, brought $242 to $255. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 61 cents at $310.56. Select closed $1.64 higher at $301.72. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, up 15,000 on the weekend, down less than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a light negotiated run. Processors haven't had to be as aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. While demand for U.S. pork on the global market is strong, and domestic demand has seen an uptick with summer grilling season just around the corner, production efficiency ensures there is plenty of pork available. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $1.63 lower with a weighted average of $86.64. The Western Corn Belt closed $2.43 lower with a weighted average of $86.20. Pork values into the day higher, up 45 cents at $99.14. Butts, hams, and picnics were higher. Bellies, ribs, and loins were lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 451,000 head, down 17,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed and feeders were mostly lower ahead of Friday's on feed report. Those numbers came in dead on with pre-report expectations, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed, adjusting spreads. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle markets were mostly quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were closed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield in genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were supported by concerns about planting delays. July beans were up 8 3/4 at 1248. August was 70 1/4 higher at 1245. July corn was up 3/4 at 464 3/4. September was 1 1/4 higher at 474 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were mostly lower ahead of the USDA's on feed numbers out after the close. June live was up 17 at 183.70. August was 5 higher at 181.12. August feeders were $1.22 lower at 260.22. And ahead of the cold storage report, June hogs were down 25 at 94.27. July lean was 25 cents lower at 97.22. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Internet delivery speeds. The gap between what we have and what the government says we should have is wider now. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Federal Communications Commission recently decided that the new benchmark for broadband internet service is 100 megabits per second downloads and 25 megabits per second uploads. In much of rural America, that level of service is potentially a long way off. Christopher Ali is a telecommunications professor at Penn State University.
The last really good estimate, and this was during the pandemic, found that 42 million people living in the United States do not have access to a broadband network. Oftentimes, these are found in rural, remote, and indigenous areas. That number gets even bigger when we talk about folks who can't afford access to the internet.
Ali says for unserved and underserved areas of the country, it's not just a matter of missing out on Netflix.
It can aid with economic development. It can be a game changer when it comes to telehealth, especially for our rural, remote, and indigenous communities, which lack doctors and nurses, which means that you can suddenly connect with a healthcare professional. It aids in education. Some studies have found that access to broadband can raise grades and especially SAT scores. And just think about the opportunities that it can give our young people, including just being able to apply to college.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Walsh is Ace in Muscadet and Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse will be closed today in honor of Memorial Day. We'd like to extend our heartfelt thank you to all veterans and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. Enjoy your Memorial Day, and thank you for your service. Walsh's Ace looks forward to serving you. Walsh's Ace appreciates your business.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Nothing goes together like hot cars and cold milk. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Indiana dairy producers were at the center of a long-standing race day tradition, and that's handing a cold bottle of milk to the Indianapolis 500 winner. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has the story.
American Dairy Association Indiana's veteran milkman Alex Neuenschwander says this is a great way to feature milk in front of millions of race fans.
As dairy farmers, we work really hard to take good care of our cows. And, you know, just like the race car drivers, they have a pit crew. We have a pit crew. I mean, just so many things that we have in common with the race. And it's just a really fun tradition.
Abby Herr, a fourth generation dairy farmer, is the 2024 Rookie Milkwoman.
We're working, you know, still on the dairy, doing everything that we love at the dairy farm, but also coming and being able to highlight dairy.
She tells Brownfield they have been hard at work preparing for race day. From Indianapolis, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The USDA says the dairy cow slaughter for April was 238,200 head. That's down 6,400 from March and 5,400 from last April, putting the running total for the year at 985,800 head. That's 128,400 slower than a year ago. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up a half cent, closing at 40 cents. No sales recorded. The cheese market had more activity before the holiday weekend started. 40-pound cheese blocks up a half cent to 187. There were seven sales recorded. Cheese barrels down 1 3/4 at 198 with seven sales. The butter price remained strong at 312 and a quarter, but there was no change and no sales activity Friday. Not that dry milk was down 1 1/4 cents at 117 and a half with six sales. The dairy markets are closed Monday for the Memorial Day holiday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, may be incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life. Go to haloworldwide.org today.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 71. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible again this afternoon. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Showers ending tonight, then partly cloudy. A low of 50. Partly to mostly cloudy and cool Tuesday, and 67 for a high. A few more showers popping up in the afternoon. Tuesday night, clearing and chilly, a low of 43. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 69. Right now in WRCO, southwest winds at 5. After an early morning reading of 58, we're at 55 degrees. No rain this morning, but, we'll see what happens for the rest of the day.
My last reveille. Place our flag upon my chest when they lay me down to rest.
Lay the star-spangled banner over me.
A young soldier boy lay dying in the sand. Chaplain knelt beside him and gently held his hand. The words that he spoke could barely be heard, but as the father listened, he heard these dying words.
Play the star-spangled banner over me,
for I have stood my last reveille. Place our flag upon my chest when they lay me down to rest.
Play the star-spangled banner over me.
Please tell my dad that I died like a man. Please ask my mom to try and understand. Tell the folks and friends back home I did all I could. I did my duty like a soldier should.
And play the star-spangled banner over me,
for I have stood my last reveille. Place our flag upon my chest when they lay me down to rest.
Play the star-spangled banner over me.
I have always loved the old red, white, and blue. For that grand old flag, I have always been true. But as I am on my way to my eternity, play the star-spangled banner over me.
Play the star-spangled banner over me.
Then I will sleep in peace eternally.
And when they lay me in the ground, let me hear the bugle sound.
Play the star-spangled banner over me. Play the star-spangled banner over me.
Play the Star Spangled Banner over me, Boxcar Willie, on this Memorial Day Monday get-together. Cloudy skies and 55 at WRCO Studios. We're heading on toward our weather update with Tony Schumacher. We'll have that for you coming up in just a little bit here today as we head toward highs, again, in the lower 70s. Yesterday, it was a little cool yesterday, wasn't it? And it seemed like it anyway. When it was warmer in the house, I'd go outside, thinking that, oh, okay, it was pretty good. And then, wait a minute, I needed a jacket yesterday. I needed a rain jacket most of the day, that's for sure. But we got through it. Things fairly waterlogged. I have to look at possibly getting through my jungle, also known as my yard, someday with some commitments coming up the next few days. Today might be the day, so I might have to speed through it a little bit. We'll see. And some other work to do, too. The weeds in the garden, boy, they can get by real fast, can't they? Here comes Conway Twitty on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Today I heard my woman say something I never heard her say before. She just told me she was gonna leave me and that she didn't love me anymore. But I know that the loving kindness and the understanding that she had when I first met her is still there somewhere. So I'm gonna get down on my knees and I'm gonna say to my baby, touch the hand of the man that made you a woman. Then tell me you don't love me anymore. I was the first man to ever hold you in a special kind of way. And those unfamiliar feelings that caused you to tremble, I know you remember today. Before you decide you're gonna leave me and do things you've never done before, touch the hand of the man that made you a woman. Then tell me you don't love me anymore. The two lips that once held sweet surprises surprised me and said goodbye today. And those two loving arms that used to reach for me just reached out and pushed me away. I know you believe you don't love me. Before you walk out that door, touch the hand of the man that made you a woman. Then tell me you don't love me anymore.
Classic Conway Twitty on WRCO Radio. It is now 6 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. From the Lost and Found, found on West Commercial Street, Lone Rock, a female Malamute dog with a maroon collar. The number to call is 608-604-8213. That's 608-604-8213.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to extend its gratitude to their valued sellers and buyers for their unwavering support. Join them this Wednesday at 11:30, featuring an impressive run of fresh cows, two-year-old breadback, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to enhance your herd with high-quality cattle. We'll see you at the Richland Cattle Center auction this Wednesday at 11:30.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, rainfall across the region yesterday, generally about a half inch to an inch and a half. Pockets of heavier rain north of us, 2 to 2.5 inches reported up toward Juneau and Adams counties, stretching up through parts of northeast Wisconsin. A few more showers could pop up this afternoon as a front from Minnesota slides southeast. Doesn't look like anything too terribly heavy, but a few spots might pick up another tenth of an inch. And then tomorrow, repeat performance with yet another disturbance sliding in from the northwest. Otherwise, temperatures a little bit cooler than normal. Some beautiful weather shaping up Wednesday and Thursday with high pressure in control, bringing sunshine and relatively light winds. It'll warm up slightly from Friday into the weekend, but the next weather system sliding through this weekend could bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Certainly something to keep an eye on if you have any plans outdoors this weekend. That forecast now for today: some morning sunshine, then clouds increase. Why the scattered showers and thunderstorms expected for the afternoon? High at 71, northwest wind 10 to 15. Tonight, showers ending in the evening, then partly cloudy, low at 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cool. A few more showers popping up in the afternoon, high about 67. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Tuesday night, clearing and chilly, low 43. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy, high 69 degrees. The outlook for Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, low 42, high 72. Friday, partly cloudy and somewhat warmer, low in the mid-40s with highs in the mid-70s. Saturday, mixed skies with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high near 76. And Sunday looks warm with highs around 76, variably cloudy skies, a good chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
55 degrees with cloudy conditions this morning. Yesterday's high, 61 degrees. We hit that early in the morning. We did pick up 94/100ths of an inch of rain yesterday. The record high for May 27th, 96 in 2018. The record low established in 1983 when the temperature dipped to 33 degrees. Last year's high was 79 and the low 40. Sunset will happen at 8:31 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:27. Southwest winds are 5 to 7 miles per hour. Barometer is steady at 2966. No precipitation today. Cloudy skies currently, and after a midnight reading of 58, it is 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Our morning update continues with a look at news from ABC. Sponsored by Scott Industries, enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian.